I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Over 900 mission agencies and church leaders recently gathered in the U.S. for 3 days of discussion, teachings, and networking. Asian Access board member Karen Primus says everything revolved around partnership. And partnership means that more people get to learn about Christ. But it also means that we, as individual believers, have to look for gospel opportunities.
If God has planted a big vision on your heart, it's very probable that He's planted that same vision on the hearts of other people.
Meanwhile, as we wrap up Deaf Awareness Month this September, supporting deaf ministries year-round is one of the best ways to engage the deaf. Deaf Bible Society's Kristen Dodd says one thing you can do is pray with them.
Some of the things that we're praying for is that deaf communities become aware of Scripture in their sign language, that deaf hearts are aware of the magnitude of God's goodness, that deaf communities desire to engage with the Bible content in their sign language, and that deaf communities' awareness of sign language Bibles lead to their active involvement in the church.
And volunteering is usually seen as a hands-on type of involvement. But with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, it's a bit different because a lot of their work is overseas. However, Sat7's Dennis Ween says there are other ways that you can be involved.
Volunteering is just sharing these stories and helping people think correctly about the Middle East. That's not just what people hear in the secular news, but it's God movements and how God is working to build His church across the Middle East and North Africa.
We can point you in the right direction at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or through our social media network. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.